Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Charles Thomas with Impact Now Radio. I just want to say good afternoon to all of you, and I hope everyone is having a good day, a good afternoon. Some day they got off of work already. You know, hope you had a good day at work and all that old good stuff. And just want to just say thank you to all those that have listened to his archive messages and you know, to the past archive messages and everything. I'm grateful for that. But we want to go ahead and get right into this topic. And then for first, I just want to give the call-in number to anyone that might listen by way of live, or if you listen by way of the archive messages, give you the number so you want to call in. And you look up and see when the next show is, and you want to call in if you have any questions, comments, concerns, just want to share input, or hey, if you have an opposing view, I even encourage you to call in, because the thing is, it's not just about, you know, me having all the knowledge or knowing everything. Hey, I can learn as well, you know. But the only thing I do ask that if you do call, whether to just share, you know, your input, share scripture, or on the topic at hand, or if you're calling with an opposing view, I do say to please come with your scripture, book, chapter, and verse. You know, I don't push ideas, ideologies, my opinion. You know, we will stick strictly with the Word of God. So if you have an opposing view, and I encourage you to call in as well, you know, to have a good dialogue. It would not be disrespectful. It would not be, you know, shouting, talking over one another. It would, you know, nothing could be learned from talking over one another. But the thing I do ask is that you bring the Word of God, not your ideas or anything else. Okay, the call-in number is 347-426-3065. Once again, 347-426-3065, and you can also reach me by way of my email, which is ccthomas178@gmail.com. Once again, ccthomas178@gmail.com. Okay, we're going to jump right into this topic, dealing with just Jesus, no additives, as we continue to, you know, dig into this. This might be one of those topics that could be ongoing, because this thing is so far-reaching. It is so far-reaching. When this topic was first given to me as we was crossing over into the new year, because I had stopped doing some of the lessons and teachings, because it was just so many things going on and really couldn't keep, you know, just my mind focused. My schedule at work was just all over the place. It was just hard to keep a level of consistency. And then with things changing up, going back down to 30 minutes an episode, it's really hard to really try to, because I'm a person that wants to try to lay a foundation or give the scriptures, so as we begin to go deeper into the topic, you know, there's a foundation that is laid going into it. It's been a real challenge. But however, you know, this is one of those topics that can reach in so many different areas. It's amazing. And so, and just coming into the new year, and I believe the Lord has told me to deal with this topic. And just looking at it from one aspect, but as it started going into the second episode, it was like, man, you know, just to really touch so many different things that, you know, that can really help us open our eyes up to really begin to look at it and say, am I really, the things that I am doing, amongst the body of believers, the things that I am teaching, the things that I am being taught, the things that I'm hearing by way of gospel music, and just in the Christian community from these reality shows. Is this really the work of Jesus Christ? Is this really the work of God? Is this something that God really approves of? Is this something that the Most High really telling us to do? Because at the end of the day, does it lead one to realize that they are a sinner? And therefore, realizing that they are a sinner, okay, is there a means for me to be forgiven or to be cleansed, to come back into an alignment with God? And with that, you know, it's the, okay, I need to then acknowledge, okay, once I came to the realization that I am a sinner, that I need to repent. And so if the message, if the ministry and the so-called the work that you said that the Holy Spirit has called you to do, if it is not, but at the end of the day, it's not so much the way it's done, but the message, if it does not lead one to realize that they are a sinner on a one-way collision course with hell, and therefore need to change their course, and the only way that it can be changed and maintained and sustained is by accepting the sacrificial atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ, then maybe the work that we're doing and the message that we're preaching is not from God. Because let me tell you, people, prosperity message is not going to cause you to repent, because they keep you thinking that you're all right with God and that you need to be able to move and shake down here and that God wants you to be rich. Let me tell you something. You being rich is not going to, it might get people to want to be next to you because, hey, if you got things and connections, then maybe if I connect to you, then maybe my situation would change and get a better job, better opportunity, a better chance to probably go back and finish my degree or something like that, or get access to some free money so many various things out there, to be a tour, a better opportunity, you know, to a better opportunity to get a mortgage or to better my credit, all these various things, but none of it really turns one to Jesus Christ. Why? Because it is not the gospel, because the gospel is simply, as it's called, the good news. Okay, the good news of what? That you're on a one-way path to hell, and the good news is there is one that has paid the price for you, and that you need to accept that and yield your life in exchange to him, where you give your life to him and you take on his life. Therefore, you no longer become your own, because now he then gave his life for you. So therefore, in advance, he paid the price in advance. All you then have to do is come and yield your life. Therefore, take on the reality that he has already died for you. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for this word, for this time to share. Lord God, I just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that as we deal with this topic, just Jesus and no additives, Lord God, Father, I just pray that your word will go forth, Lord God, with understanding, with wisdom, with clarity. Lord God, that even the simplest of people and believers might understand. Lord God, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will all come to the realization and understand that, Lord God, that we don't need a bunch of things, sideshows, circuses, concerts, Lord God, and everything else, Lord God, to reach the gospel to others. You just simply told us when this gospel is preached into all the world, then the end shall come. So, Lord God, I just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we will have an ear to hear, a mind to process, and a heart to receive. Lord God, that your engrafted word is able to save our souls. And, Lord God, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that those that might be enlightened by this message, by this topic, that, Lord God, that will help them to begin to spurn a desire to begin to study your word for themselves. Because, Lord God, ultimately, this is one of the purposes, and one of my purposes, Lord God, and one of my goals through this show, each and every topic, to get people to have a desire to spring up, to want to study the word for themselves, Lord God, to read the word for themselves, and to spend time with you themselves. Lord God, and stop depending on the preacher. Stop depending on their mother, their father, their grandparent, their aunt, uncle, sister, brother, friend. Lord God, that they will begin to live in a relationship with you themselves and stop living like a leech. And Lord God, I just say thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to just go to two scriptures real quickly, and then we're just going to deal with this and begin to touch on one particular avenue in which the message of Jesus Christ or the message of salvation has been distorted. So once again, I just want to give that call in number one more time, 347-426-3065. And my email, if it's after the show or you and you just have a question, a comment, want prayer, need prayer, or just want to have a good dialogue about the Word of God because you really have no one else to talk to, or you have a question that about some things that you might see in the Bible, about some topics that people just don't want to touch, hey. I'm a person that like to go all in, you know. So, you know, my email address is ccthomas178@gmail.com, and I will most definitely respond back to you in a timely fashion, because I do check my emails every day. So either way, and I'll send you my number, or you send me your number, and we call and dialogue and talk, pray, and just have some good conversation about the Word of God. And I do want to give this one disclaimer before going forth, that I encourage everyone, please, anytime you listen to any of these shows, anytime you step foot in a ministry where the Word of God is being preached, please have your own Bible, have a piece of paper and a pen, a pencil, crayon, marker, eyeliner, pencil, whatever you got to use. Hey, take notes with your cell phone. If you're like me, if you got the Galaxy Note phone, hey, take out that stylus, open up the note section of it, and write, look, do whatever you have to do to take down every scripture, make you some notes, this and that. Do not take anybody's word for it, no matter how true or how good it might sound. People, let me tell you, the devil wraps up deception and lies and poison inside of truth. He gives you a partial truth so he can draw you in. And then he will poison that truth with lies. This is the type of example I would give. He wraps up his lies like the kid we call a Twinkie. On the outside, it's all gold. It looks good. It's beautiful to the eyes. You know, it's true. But yet, inside that Twinkie, there's some cream filth. That is the lie. So while there might be layers of cake, you know, layers some on surface level, it seems true. But the thing is, as you're eating that cake, it's also got it got that cream filth that's infiltrated with lies. So people, don't believe this Twinkie gospel, you know, that looks good and look truthful on the outside, but yet it's filled with lies. So with that being said, we're going to come out of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. Then we're going to go to 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 37 to... verse 38 to verse 41. Okay, once again, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting at verse 1. And it says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ, and him crucified." Please state that. That is the key chapter, key verse upon which this whole topic, this dialogue, this discussion is built upon. This scripture right here. This verse right here, this chapter right here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, once again, starting at verse 1 to verse 5, but make a note, a tag, highlight that verse 2 is the key verse, the foundation. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech and of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Once again, verse 4, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Once again, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. One more time, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom, in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Oh, people, that is so key. I'm going to read this one verse, then we're going to go ahead and jump off from there. Verse 38, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 38, and it says, and Elisha came again to Gilgal, and there was a dearth in the land. There was a dearth or a famine in the land, and the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said unto his servants, set on the great pot and seize pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine and gathered there a wild gourd, his lap full, came and spread them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. So they poured out for the men to eat, and it came to pass as they were eating of the pottage that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot, and they cannot eat thereof. But he said, then bring meal, and he cast it into the pot, and he said, pour out for the people that they may eat, and there was no harm in the pot. Okay. Once again, the topic, just Jesus, no additives. And as we know, in today's market, when you go food shopping, you know, you have a lot of different cereal brands and, you know, mainly a lot of juices where, okay, you have, you know, where it says, you know, 100% juice concentrate or 100% juice with no additives or, you know, or, you know, with no additives, okay? Because we understand and know that some of the times that a lot of these, what they say, you know, juices, orange juice, a lot of times it's not fully 100% orange juice. Sometimes it might have a little pear juice, pineapple juice, or a mixture of various kinds of fruit juices with it, basically like fruit punch. Fruit punch, you know, juice is not really 100% particular juice because it don't become from 100% particular fruit. Fruit punch is usually made from what's on about cherries, oranges, grapes, pineapples. Some you got some that might have a little have guava in it or peach or something of the sort. But the thing is, most of the times you will have certain food labels on certain things. It will say somewhere on the label, on the box, on the package, it will have, you know, no additives. basically, this thing is 100% what it is, or as close to 100% as possible. This is what we have to understand. When it comes to the Word of God, into the message of Jesus Christ. Paul says in verse 2, I determine not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And he was saying this because the apostles at that time had other, there was other people, sects from the Jewish community, you know, for, whether from Judaism or you just had those that was just deceivers that was trying to come with not just the message and the work of Jesus Christ, but they was trying to mix it in some cases with the law of Moses. They was trying to still mix law with grace. And you have to understand, people, when you preach the message of grace, or when you preach the message of Jesus Christ, because it said law, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. There's a division there. There's a separation there. There's a what is called, there's a separation because they're not one and the same. The law and grace are two different things, because you ain't going to say, if how can I put this? Jesus said there's a new law I give unto you, the law, basically, which is the law of love, to love the neighbor, because then he said, upon this hangs all the law and the prophets. Why? Because the thing is this. If Jesus was coming, die, and to basically keep the same law, but just with a little more, a little more mercy to it, then what's the point of having the New Testament? Basically, it's the same testament that, you know, just with, you know, a little additives on it. You know, that God ain't going to kill you right away for sin. But the thing becomes is you have people mixing it in, because the thing is, in the flesh, they understood that if I don't show a difference, if I don't show that, okay, you still have to be works-based, that you still have to be works-driven, that I can do this, that I can obtain righteousness by what I do, then I am no different. I will not be somebody that is looked up to. And this is what the problem that the Pharisees had. Because the Pharisees was known to be the super religious, the super righteous, the super holy people, because they, you know, they kept the laws, they kept the Sabbaths and everything else. And so therefore, you know, to them, they was keeping all the law and commands and all this stuff from an outward ritualistic standpoint. What that did was that put them up on a higher pedestal than the other people. So what happened was the people looked up to the Pharisees and the Sadducees as some type of, like, Superman, as some type of just what we would call today in New Age the ascended masters or something like that. These were guys that were much closer to God or to another level of just righteousness and holiness. Therefore, they can set the standard by which I had to basically live up to. And so Paul was trying to say, hey, look, I say to know, I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And one of the things I really want to touch, you know, before I go to college, we see a lot of ministries today, or you would call it a lot of churches today in different cities, you know, many of them in the same cities, in different parts of the city, that has somewhat a specialty. You have one church named Deliverance. You have another one named Prophetic Ministries. Another one named Evangelistic Ministries. Another named, you know, Outreach. One named Praise Ministry, Ministry of Worship, and all this stuff. But yet, when you go there, a lot of the times, it's not really living up to the name that dictates what's supposed to flow here. And ultimately, it becomes this. When the focus becomes something else outside of Jesus Christ, it becomes an additive. Because the thing becomes is praise can actually become an idol. When yet you say, well, how can that be if we're just, you know, pressing that we need to give Jesus praise, this is not, but here's what I'm saying. You can praise God or give Jesus praise without knowing him, without having a relationship with him, without being right with him. Because the thing becomes is, if I am not preaching a message that causes you to examine yourself in line with the message, the life, and the character of Jesus Christ, then how can you truly worship him or truly give him praise? Because God is more concerned with the fact that you spend day to day in time of prayer getting your life lined up with his word than you giving him praise. Because here go the thing, people. There's a way that you can either give praise with your mouth or with the hand clap or with the dance as it's spurned by the Spirit, but there's also a praise that you can give unto God by the conduct of your lifestyle. Prove it. Matthew chapter 5, he says that let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works, your life, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, you see, so here go the thing. A lot of times the praise don't have to come directly from you, but if the praise that God gets come as a result of you, then it's still as if you're offering God praise. Because it says that let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, you see how the fact of that men might see your good works or seeing your life, your lifestyle, seeing the way you conduct yourself, how you represent Jesus Christ here by the way you treat people, by the way you do things, by the way of trying to do right by somebody, not being underhanded, by not trying to get over on people in various ways, that when they see this and when they see that you're at times at work when people might see you being offered opportunities to be underhanded, to be sneaky, to go contrary, but yet you don't go their way, or when they see that you eat separately from everyone else because, you know, you're not really part of no cliques to talk about other workers, talk about the boss, talk about your supervisor, or talk about filthy jokes, or, you know, or about, you know, telling your life story, sexual adventures that you had over the weekend and all these things. But when they see you don't laugh at that and you stay at all, not in a self-righteous, pious way, but in a way saying, hey, you know, I don't need to be in cliques and groups and things of the sort that is contrary to what I stand for and what I believe in. This can cause people to have another level of respect, not only for you, but also you bring a greater respect towards Jesus Christ. Just in contrary wise, that if you're saying you're a Christian, you go to church all the time, this and that, but yet you're sitting there cussing or you talking about how, you know, this and that, you know, you have all these relations with these different females and how you met this female and you met that one and, you know, and all this stuff, or how you do this thing, you went and got drunk or you was at the club turning up and all this stuff. But yet they look, and some of the times they might not say anything right then and there, but they're sitting there listening to you. But ain't you the same person, the same guy, the same female that's in church every week and going to Bible study and, you know, and all this stuff and this and that, but yet you're doing this thing. And so now what happens is just by that type of conduct, you can also bring disrespect, disregard, and also a lack of honor towards God's name because of your conduct. So the thing becomes is that when you begin to add on other things, with trying to get people to come to church or try to come to Jesus by using concerts, using circuses, using cookouts, using all these things, you have to begin to look at how much is that person's conversion, and it is actually sincere. Do they really actually believe that they are a sinner destined for hell and in need of the atonement that Jesus that Jesus Christ made so that their soul won't be damned. And so with that being said, people, my time is up. And once again, this is Impact Now Radio. And I just want to say good day, good afternoon, and see you again on this week or next week. So please look out and go to archive messages to see when the next show will be. Thank you.